not wanting to learn. Okay, so just let's recap what I just went over. Okay, so either somehow in a rarefied air, within a week or two, somebody just lost the desire to learn Spanish, which you just told me is not the case. Okay.
Right.
Or we're just not clear on how to get going. That could be an issue.
It's like I was like, okay, I have to go through this thing two times, and then like the tutor was emailing me, was like, we need to schedule an appointment, and I was like, okay, I have to go through this thing two times, and she was like, your sessions are gonna expire. They only last however many days, and so then that was stressing me out because I was like, oh great, I'm gonna pay $200 and not have done any sessions, and so then it was like too much. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. Did your tutor ever get on the phone with you and just say, okay, let's step back. Let's make sure that you are clear as to what we need to be doing, and then let's set up our first session from there. Did that happen?
I mean, she tried to, in the email, she tried to set up a phone session, but I thought I was supposed to go through that thing two times before I ever talked to her.
Okay. Did you guys have a conversation by phone?
No, because I thought I wasn't supposed to until I went through the GPS two times.
Okay. So, well, what should have happened, was we offer a kind of an introductory get started call that's not part of what you're paying for. You know, it's just really a courtesy that, so I want to just identify, did that not happen? Did you two not speak together?
No, we never spoke.
So it was all by email?
Yes.
Did she ever call you and leave a voicemail for you?
She did call me.
And how many times? Once, twice, whatever?
She called me one time. But, I mean, I kept saying to her, like, I had it in my head. Like, I have to go through this thing twice before I ever speak.
Okay. Well, first of all, I can understand your frustration. Okay, so let me tell you what should have happened. Okay? What should have happened was you should have gotten on the phone with your tutor, okay, and if she called and left a voicemail, she did what she was supposed to do. Did you not respond to that voicemail? Did she not?
I did by email.
Did she ask you for a time to speak, or was it just on the voicemail giving you instructions of what you needed to do?
She asked me if we could set up a time.
Okay.
But like I said,
but your thought was, but your understanding was, it wasn't a time to get clear. It was a time to have tutoring, and you needed to do this twice before, right? Is that what you were thinking?
I had it in my head that I had to do that thing twice before I spoke to her because there was going to be, like, instructions about what was next. And
okay.
I wasn't going to know.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay. About it.
So it wasn't clear to you that that first call, because that first call has three purposes, okay? Number one, to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
Number two is to set up your first tutoring session. Okay. Number three is to make sure that you're set up correctly on the website.
Okay.
And then number four is to make sure that you are clear and have a process of the assignments that need to be done before that first session.
Okay.
So sounds like she made the call, sounds like she left the voicemail, but at that point it sounds like you were thinking, hey, before I speak with her, I have to have these assignments done. Maybe then there's some confusion as to even what we needed to do. So it sounds like we weren't clear in that call of...
And then she said, she talked about them expiring, and so I had, like, even more anxiety.
Okay.
And, like, felt, like, pressure because they were expiring, and I was, like, going to lose my money. And so I was like, ah, I can't do it. I have, like, too much going on.
Right. No, I hear you. Okay. So first of all, let's take the pressure off as it relates to them expiring. We're just going to continue forward. If we need to roll a few of those over into the next session and double up, we'll do that for you. Okay. I'll assume our responsibility. That's first. I only have one goal, and that is that you learn Spanish well. Okay.
Right.
I'm not going to starve if you dropped out of the program. Okay. And But, you know, I mean, I value business and all of that, but
Right.
it's much deeper than that. You're a social worker, you're working with Latinos, you need this. And frankly, my mission in life is to help people like you who can help people, you know, that I care about. Okay.
Right.
Other than that, I think I could make more money doing something else. So, not that I have a bad life, so I want to be clear. I try to be honest with people, you know, God's blessing. All right. Let me walk you through this, okay? First of all, do you feel that given what we've experienced to this point, and this is your call, okay? Would you like me to assign you to a different teacher so you get a fresh start?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even really know her at all. I don't know. She seemed nice. I didn't talk to her.
I think she dropped the ball a little bit on this particular one. She's been teaching with us
Okay.
for 4 years. She has a lot of experience. She's got a background in social work. I mean, she's got, you know, she does a lot of social. Her husband's, in fact, the head of International for Habitat for Humanity. I'm not really sure what happened in this instance, but it certainly wasn't as clear as I would like it. And I'm pretty straight up, you know.
Yeah.
So either a
I
lot of
mean, maybe
students
if
are
like
really
she.
happy with her, but I'm gonna leave that in your hands because if you feel already kind of like a bad vibe, I want you to feel good. That's, you know, my
Yeah.
first thing is I want you to feel good, okay? So I know you don't have a lot of judgment. Let's say she's a good teacher, good person, but if you already have this kind of bad sense, this bad vibe, then that can stick with a student. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a
Well, the only
shorter
thing I
leash.
would worry is that she would be aggravated with me that I like started off bad.
Let's do this. Let's reassign you to a different teacher, get a fresh start. Okay? Okay, that's the first thing. I'll take care of that. Okay. That's not a slight on Yvette. It's just, look, you know, we have a responsibility to work this process correctly. And it either it wasn't done, so either she's not clear, which I have difficulty understanding, but so or she got in a hurry herself, okay? You know, but obviously we need to work with her a little bit, and I don't want to put you through that, okay? So let me take care of that. Here's what needs to happen, and I'm going to do this with you, okay? Number
Okay.
one, I can't get to know you for the teacher, but I can make sure the teacher makes this call and gets to know you a little bit and your goals, okay? And
Okay.
I will make sure that happens, okay?
Okay.
I will make sure your teacher reads your assessment so that they have a sense for you as well, okay? And what's really interesting off your assessment, because after this happened, I actually went back and looked at your assessment, and I'm seeing a person who describes herself as somewhat patient and very tolerant. So I know that this must have really frustrated you to get to that point.
Well, the caveat to that is that applies to other people.
Okay.
I'm not always that way with myself.
Okay. It sounds like the thing that scared you was just kind of like, hey, your sessions are going to expire. Let's get this moving. That kind of doesn't feel like the right approach, but let's
It like I was already worried when I because when I was like, oh, do this GPS, I was like, oh, great. And then when I like first started doing it, and I was like, oh my God, I can't do that. I have no idea what's going on. And then that was like on top of it, I was like, okay, I'm like, I don't
So
even
you weren't
know.
clear as to how to do that process, right? Is that correct?
What do you mean?
Were you not clear on how to go through the Spanish GPS, or were you not clear on the
I
process?
was just like struggling with it.
Okay.
Like, I thought I was just going to be able to sit there and do it, like, all the way through. And
Okay.
I haven't been able to.
Okay, that's fine. I'll work with you on that. All right, so let's put the teacher thing aside. That's just going to be reassigned, and we're just going to get a fresh start because I think that's important for you right now. Okay? I don't want you to come in with any hang-ups as far as, you know, hey, my teacher didn't do what needed to be done, or I wasn't clear. Let's just put that aside. Okay? So then let's move to what should have happened, and that was on this first call. I can't, you know, I'm getting to know you, but I'm not going to be teaching you. Okay? So your teacher's still going to need
Right.
to make that call, get to know you a little bit. Okay? What I can assure you is that that's going to happen, and I can assure you that before that happens, your teacher's going to read your aptitude assessment. Okay?
Okay.
The second thing, once that call is made, if you're not available, a voicemail's going to be left, an email's going to be sent. I do need you to respond to that and set up that time.
Okay. Even though I don't do the GPS.
Even if you don't do the GPS. This has nothing to do with doing the GPS. Okay?
Okay.
This is a call just to get you started. Okay?
Okay.
So look at it as get to know you, get things started correctly. Okay?
Okay.
On that first call, first, get to know you a bit. Know your goals.
Okay.
Make sure you're situated. Number two, set up your first tutoring session, which might be 3 or 4 days down the road. We need to give you enough time to get through that Spanish GPS a couple times. Okay?
Okay.
Number three, and I'm going to do this with you, make sure that you're set up correctly on the website. Okay? So let's do that right now. I'm going to go to SpanishPower.com.
Okay.
And I'm going to type in Kelly Landry in the search at the very top of the site. And I'm going to see if you're there.
Wow.
I see you there. All right. Wonderful. I see you're in social work, and I see that your reason is to serve the Latino community and my work as a social worker. Okay, so great. You're set up, okay?
Okay.
So you have access now to the basic level and the Spanish GPS complete. You do not have access to intermediate, advanced, or expert. When you get to the intermediate, we'll invite you to the intermediate group, okay?
Do I have access to the words? Because I tried to get the words and it wouldn't let me.
You do have access to the, but again, remember now this is a step-by-step process, okay?
Oh, so you don't get ahead.
Don't get ahead of yourself because it'll blow you.
Perfect.
It'll blow you away. Just take one step at a time. And once you actually get into the course after the GPS, I'll tell you what to do, when, how many times, you know, all of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
So are you on the website? Are you on SpanishPower.com?
I'm sorry. This is like the slowest internet it's at my work.
Okay. If you're not, then take notes. Okay.
Okay. I'll take notes. That'll be better.
When you go to SpanishPower.com.
This paper right here. So SpanishPower.com. Okay.
And we did verify that you are set up correctly. Okay. Then in the top navigation, you're going to see a link that says basic. Okay.
Okay.
Of course, you got to log in, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to see a link that says basic. If you mouse over that link, it's going to open up the dropdown. Okay. And in that dropdown, the first thing you're going to see is it says the Spanish GPS. Okay. And then underneath that, you're going to see the intro to the basic level. You're going to see lesson one, lesson two, all the way through lesson 12. Okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to see the appendices. The appendices? Okay?
Okay.
You're going to click on the Spanish GPS. That's your start point.
Right.
The instructions on what I want you to do are right there. The total process for going through it one time is an hour and 15 minutes. Now, it's broken up into three different videos, okay? Because we have three different tenses or three different time zones, present, past, future, okay? So we use the imagery of a GPS, and we have Ciudad Presente, which means present city. Then we have Ciudad Pasada, which is past city. Then we have Ciudad Futura. And basically, you're just going to click on the video and go through it, okay? The first video, and the times are there, the first video is 5 minutes and 27 seconds, so it's pretty fast, okay? You're just going to go through it. If I ask you to repeat something with me, just do that, okay? Just be there. Don't be multitasking. Close everything else. And remember also that videos are kind of broadband intensive, so close out of the program, so you're just focused there, okay?
Okay.
The second video you come to is Ciudad Presente, and that one is 16 minutes and 3 seconds. Okay, I would suggest going through the first two videos at the same sitting. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And so you've got 5 minutes and 16 minutes. You got about 20 minutes, 21 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't do more than that in one setting. The adult attention span is about 20 minutes. So you want to keep to it about 20 minutes at a time. Okay. 20 to 30 minutes at a time. Then you go to the next video. So you have that little introduction video. Then you have Ciudad Presente, which the total is about 21 minutes. Then you have Past, and that video is about 40 minutes. Okay? So, you know, do about 20 minutes, take a 5-10 minute break, and or maybe you take a 2-hour break, or, you know, come back to it then. Try to keep your learning blocks to around 20 to 30 minutes, no more than 30 minutes at a time. Because just the attention span is just tiring, okay? The more you can learn to kind of leverage smaller increments of time as you go through the course, the better result you will get.
Okay.
And so that video is 39 minutes and 40 seconds, and, you know, just do it in two sittings. You know, put it on pause and then come back to it. You can pause these videos, okay? All you got to do is click on the video, and it'll pause it. Okay. And then you click then to the next video, and you'll see it there. And then you go to the future, and that one is 14 minutes, 13 minutes. You know, you can do that all in one setting. That's the last video. Okay. Now, the total is an hour and 15 minutes, but if you kind of break it down into manageable pieces, it's not hard. Where it gets hard for students is when they start thinking, oh, my God, I got to sit down for an hour and a half right now with my Spanish. And you go, I don't have an hour and a half.
Right.
But you do have 20.
Do you think, like, for the brain, it's better to, like, do it in the morning or, like, at night?
Depends on the person, but the morning is usually the best time for people. They're fresher.
Okay.
The optimal learning is in the morning, and then if you do like a review of something right before you go to bed, it will sit on the subconscious. And the way to bring that conscious is right first thing in the morning, bring it back. That's the optimal learning pattern. Okay. In fact, I'll do a coaching dispatch on that because it's actually a great question. I don't have a coaching dispatch on it. So the optimal learning times, let me just jot that down because I've got a coaching dispatch coming out tomorrow and I can record that today because I was going to do something else, but I'll do that. Optimal learning times. Then come back and do the whole process again, right? Okay. And if you do that, it'll be palatable. You know, you can go through it once over a period of 2 days and then come back and go through it again over a period of 2 days. The thing you got to avoid, Kelly, is I've got to sit down for an hour and a half. I've got to sit down because it's just that's what's going to blow you away. We're just living in an age where people don't have that much time to block at one time for the most part, not on a consistent basis. When you get into the course, you're going to find that I've got it broken down into 6 steps a lesson, and there are steps that take 15 minutes, 20 minutes. There are steps where it takes 40 minutes, but I tell you only do 5 at a time. You then come back to it. Like when you're working with the memory card system and stuff, you can go through the cards for that lesson in 3 minutes. You know, get one rep in, and then you come back a couple hours later, get another rep in. You know, it's just, you'll see that once you get into it. I think right now it just felt really ominous to you because you just weren't properly started.
Right, okay.
And that, unfortunately, that's your teacher's job, making sure you started correctly, okay? I will handle that part of it, trust me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Because that has to, I mean, that's a critical time for you. It's like you're birthing someone into the program. You know, the student needs more care at that point, you know. Okay, so now what I was saying was we have, number one, getting to know you, which the teacher needs to do, getting your first tutoring session set up, which your teacher needs to do. Don't worry about if we need to roll 2 or 3 sessions into the next pay period, we'll do so, okay? We'll keep charging, but we're going to get all the tutoring in. Okay, don't worry about it, okay? Then number 3 was making sure you're set up correctly on the website, which you are. Number 4, making sure you're clear on your assignments. Are you clear now on your assignments?
I mean, well, my assignment's to do the GPS twice and to break it up.
Yeah.
So I'm like into 20 to 30 minute sessions.
Exactly. There are four small videos. One's longer, there's a 140 minute. But that one just pause and then, you know, come back to it. Okay. And you can also kind of pull the scroll bar if you kind of have to click out and go do something else and you just lost the page and you have to come back to it. You can pull the scroll bar to the middle and kind of find your spot where you left off, you know.
Are the other assignments able to like work on a tablet?
This whole thing will work on a tablet. The GPS will work on a tablet as well.
I tried it, it didn't work. Well, it's an
What are you on?
iPad. An iPad.
Let me tell you the problem with the iPad and the GPS. The GPS are flash videos, and Steve
Right.
Jobs, bless his soul,
Yeah. Yeah.
hated Adobe because they
I know.
messed with him, and he just made a decision: we're not going to support flash.
It's so annoying.
I
But it
can't do
works on
anything
the
about Steve
MacBook.
Jobs. That's God's job at this point, you know. There is a workaround. I'm going to go to the forum because there is somebody has a workaround. Hold on a second. Once you get into this, there's a student forum. If you click on resources, you'll see the student forum. You could search on this, or you could actually do a search at the very top where it says Search Spanish Power, and you click, iPad, and you'll
Yeah.
see you'll it'll come up. You'll come the topic Spanish GPS videos on Mac products. If you search on iPad at the very top, okay. You'll see a string there, and then there's a person, her name is Kimberly, who found a way to do it.
Oh,
Okay.
really?
Yeah,
Simply?
so
Okay.
that on the student forum, that topic has already been addressed, and all you
Okay.
have to do to find it is at the very top of the application. It's like a bronze bar at the top. It's not quite bronze, it's almost brown, brownish black. And it has your name, and then it says sign out, and then it says search Spanish Power.
Okay.
And if you search that, just type in iPad, it'll pull up
Okay.
that post, and you can click on that post, and you'll see that discussion. But the person who responded to that gave a very good answer, and she found a workaround.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
Computer gets.
Yeah. So there is a in the student forum there is a section regarding technology.
Okay,
And
cool.
look, if you have a question like that, go to the student forum, create a new post, put it in the technology category, and it says technical questions and issues, you know.
Okay.
All right. You do have unlimited support outside of your tutoring, so
Okay.
if something comes up that just kind of sticks you, just let us know. Okay. And that's the other thing that I think that I'm going to put on the list for our director of training, for our teachers to tell our students, you know. And I tell people when we're kind of in the sales process, I guess if you want to call it that, as we're starting and matriculating, I always say it, but there's so much there that's being thrown at a person at the very beginning, and you can only assimilate so much. At this point, we may also want to consider in the email that we send to you or we assign the teacher. I may need to put these steps right there for the student, so the student knows this is what's coming. That's something administratively I may be able to help a little bit with, so that something like this doesn't happen again. So, this is not something that is lost on me. I see the importance of it, and I put a lot of trust in our teachers to do that. But I think, given this situation, I don't want this to happen again. I'm going to actually put it right in the email. This is what you should expect on the first call from your teacher.
Okay.
So we're going to take care of you, and we're going to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Because I,
Great.
okay.
Sounds good.
That's the best I can do, Kelly. So,
No, I appreciate it. I feel better.
good, excellent. Okay, so I'm going to reassign your teacher. In the meantime, go ahead and get started on the Spanish GPS. If you get stuck, at least for the meantime, will you just email me directly? Okay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and I apologize for not getting back to you earlier yesterday. It's just we were coming off a holiday, and it's just, I just get swamped.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Good.
So we kind of
Good.
have three tiers. The first tier with the student is the teacher. And I try at the beginning as many students as I can talk with at the very beginning because I want to try to get people situated correctly. At least get started, where we get the ball rolling. And then we kind of turn it over to the teacher who has her responsibilities. And then there is a director of training who is Noenia. Okay, so let me give you Noenia's name so you have that as well. And I'll give you her extension. Noenia Rodriguez, spelled Noenia. Last name is.
Oh, I just missed the I.
That's okay. Noenia. You're just starting. You're baby steps.
I've gotten a little better from coworkers.
You'll be all right. Noenia, Noenia. Last name is Rodriguez. Rodriguez.
I got that one.
And she's our director of training. And she was all over me this morning. Ricardo, handle this. And her extension, the main number is 404-855-3020. And her extension is 121.
Okay.
Okay. So let's get your teacher reassigned today. In the meantime, go ahead as you can this evening. I would say when you don't want to be doing this is when you're at work and you're going to be interrupted a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was gonna do it here, but then it was like, say it loud. And I was like, okay, I can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you're going to find if you're taking this in manageable bites of time, it's going to be a lot easier for you. But I
Yeah,
think I, what
that
happened here is you got
sounds
freaked out by the kind of like, hey, you're gonna lose your tutoring. I mean, I can understand that completely. My goodness, we had ample time to not have to go there.
That
So,
just freaked me out a lot.
yeah, I understand that. I
Like
understand.
it's worth it. Like I don't have a lot of money, but it's worth it. But like the idea of like losing it, I was like, I can't
No,
do it. So.
we'll make sure we get it in. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you.
We'll work with it. Okay. Do you have any other concerns, or do you feel like we're resolved here?
I think it's all good. Like, okay, so is there anything like, or will my teacher tell me this, like at the end of the GPS, should I be late?
No, at the end of the GPS is when we want to have that first tutoring session. So we can just make sure that you've gotten the main principles. We don't expect you to have that like 100% like back of your hand. In the basic level, we're going to come back and deal with every one of those patterns, except for one of them, which we're going to deal with at the beginning of the intermediate. But everything that's in the GPS, we're going to come back in individual lessons and work with in detail. It's really a global overview of where we need to get structurally. And we just need a general sense of competency. Okay. Take a breath, relax. It's all good. Taught thousands of students successfully in this program. You just didn't get started correctly. That's all that happened. So we'll be good. And I
Well, I have all
apologize.
my.
I apologize. I'm sorry this happened, but
That's okay.
I'll address it. So
All
we'll make
right,
sure
thank
that it
you for
happens.
helping me.
Oh,
And
my pleasure. And we'll get you reassigned. Okay.
all right, thank you, Ricardo. All
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
right,
Let me know. All
bye.
right. Take care now. Bye-bye.